this season on The Bachelor.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast, and you are listening to The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. This is season 4 for us, but it is season 24 of The Bachelor. But it kind of feels like season 970. This show is the most formulaic and most predictable show in reality TV history.
Is it though?
And of course, I got Becca here. What's up?
So we're broadcasting live from our mansion. Only here we actually eat the food that is put in front of us.
Yep.
And outside doesn't look as wet as it does on the first night of The Bachelor. That's always something that gets me. I know that I've read before why they keep it so... Could you ever notice that?
Yeah, it looks like it rained the night before, yeah.
There's a reason why they do that. Anyway.
Because it makes it shiny. Like, yeah,
sure, shiny, brand new, shiny, like a new season.
Shiny floor, yeah.
And like Pete's shoes. So let's backtrack a little bit. What did you think of them choosing Peter as the Bachelor?
Well, first of all, let's just say that like people are probably surprised that this is popping up on their phones, that this podcast is actually still going on because we took like a huge break. We did The Bachelorette and then we just like said we were going to do Bachelor in Paradise, but then we went like on a hiatus.
Well, we we're raising a child.
Exactly.
I mean, there's that.
Yeah. So it was just like, you know, you need to let there's an explosion and the dust settles and it's coming back to reality
in some way.
There was
an explosion 4 times in a windmill. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, so just getting into it, I mean, Peter, what do I think of Peter? I think Peter's actually a pretty cool guy, to be honest with you. I think he's a really good person. I think he has a really good family. I think that he has good intentions. I really do feel like, you know, he is looking for love, but he's freaking horny, man.
He is the horniest bachelor they've ever had, probably the horniest contestant. I remember with Hannah, he was just tossing her around everywhere,
trying to bang her on the pool table.
And he obviously succeeded 4 times in the windmill.
We have to hear that one more time.
You guys have heard about that. My thought on Peter was that was a really, at first, I thought, okay, of course they would choose Peter because I really wanted Mike. I had been Team Mike from the very beginning, but then Mike fell flat in Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know if he didn't get a good edit or he just didn't do what the producers really wanted him to.
Right, right.
So I think what happened was I believe this is a fact, that they offered it to Tyler Cameron. But then Tyler, I mean, his star blew right up. He's Mr. Hollywood now.
Yeah.
And I think he turned it down. So they kind of said, well, Peter.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Peter kind of got consolation prized twice by Tyler. Because if you remember in this episode, and obviously we're going to get into it a little bit more, but he said to Hannah, oh, you said you wanted to get together with me after the final rose, mm-hmm. but you ended up texting Tyler.
Right,
so
right.
He kind of got dragged, unfortunately, even though he says he's friends with Tyler. But I also find it really ironic that Peter grew up 10 minutes from the Bachelor Mansion.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is he was saying that, like, and we'll get into it, but, like, Hannah, I guess, after it, like, moved, like, 20 minutes away from where he was living, which was kind of weird.
Really weird. But I do love that, you know, obviously he's a pilot. And I love that he said...
They need to stop playing the Top Gun music because he's not Maverick, and I hate that, but
yeah, but
whatever.
Yeah, that's because you're a big Top Gun guy.
Hell yeah, man. By the way, that second trailer looks awesome. I'm going to go see it. So
with Tom Cruise?
Yeah, the actual Top Gun trailer. Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously.
No, but... And the other thing about Peter, I love that he mentioned that he started watching The Bachelor when the original pilot, Jake Pavelka... I know you didn't watch it back then. I did. That was a hot mess of a season. And he said that him and his friends actually tried to jump the fence at the Bachelor Mansion back in the day.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to spend too much time droning on about Peter, even though it feels like I am. But one other thing I'm surprised about... Because he either comes off like he's full of it or he's full of goodness. Like, I can't really decide yet exactly what he's full of, but I'm surprised he didn't have a moment where some, you know, internet sleuth found some stuff on him.
I honestly feel
he seems a little immature. Like, he would have posted something stupid back in the day. But they vet them out, so.
Yeah, but then again, like, when you're studying to be, like, a pilot, like, you have to go through all these different, like, certifications. They check your background.
Very true.
You kind of have to, like, keep it clean. I also feel like because he's a pilot and because he actually has that under his belt, not a lot of people can say that they do that. That gives him that added confidence. So, I mean, all these girls are like, oh my God, like, he's the pilot. Like, we can fly around the world. Like, that's, like, very attractive to them. So, I mean, I mean, right away, he's got, like, these girls that are just, like, gunning for him because of that.
Top gunning for him.
Exactly. So, I think,
Can you give me more points for that pun, or?
Yeah, sure, definitely.
Thank
ding,
you.
Ding, ding, ding. So, okay. I think this season is just, it's so, like I said, it's so formulaic, right? It's like, you know, all right, so they have the first night where everybody shows up to the mansion and have their really dumb entrances. And then
you didn't think any of them were, like, a little bit clever? I thought there was a few that I thought, I mean, the hairless cat thing was.
Oh, the friggin', I'm a hairless pussy cat. And then she had a picture of her cat or something. It was so dumb.
A professional dancer.
Yeah, and here's the thing. So, man, I don't understand. Every single girl in this show, literally, they look the same. They've all had Botox. They've all had something done. But I will say that they all feel the need to talk like that throughout the entire season. Who's the girl that started that? Who's the girl who was like, yeah, I'm gonna talk like that? Was it Paris Hilton? I feel like after that it kind of caught on.
It was me,
because that was like she was like, that's hot. And then like, or Pamela Anderson, I think, you know, I don't know. So it started at least like 20 years ago that they started talking from the back of their throats.
Well, funny you mentioned the thing about the Botox. I think this is the first of all, Peter has a very attractive group of girls. I mean, there's really not one, not to be rude, not one dog in the bunch, right?
Well, no, there was. There was that girl that looked like a man. Okay. That like didn't make it through the first.
She didn't though? Let's not, I don't remember.
No, she didn't.
She did not make
Are
it.
Are you okay. kidding me?
But what I was going to
like
say was,
you're like, okay, like you totally agreed with me. So don't play that
this
down.
Prepackaged, these women come prepackaged in that this is the first season I can remember where most of them have Botox, their teeth are capped, their lips are done. Typically the ladies will go on the season and then get all that stuff done. So I found that to be pretty fascinating. So just kind of spitballing a little bit, looking at the girls, Victoria P, the one from, she's a nurse. Mm-hmm. Is she not the most attractive nurse you've ever seen? I mean, I know some pretty hot nurses, but like,
yeah, no,
imagine
that's
her coming to your bedside.
No, she's basically like, she looks like she's a nurse in like a porn, but I'm not really.
She's one of she had a sob story.
Also think she's a virgin. Just throwing that out there.
Well, cause in the preview, somebody says they're a virgin.
Well, there was that, but also like she's the one who basically had like, you know, they were doing like that thing where they spin the girls around in that like thing. And she was like, I just can't know if I can do it because I was on the teacups once and I threw up, you know, just like and her anxiety was kicking in. So I just feel like that alone in tune with her saying that, you know, and like Peter, he just like really, he was so nice. He came to the bathroom and asked me if I was okay. And no one's ever asked me if I was okay.
Tyler, bringing him back up again, he tweeted, guys, we need to do better. If she said that nobody's ever treated me like that, when all Peter did was grab her water and say, hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, like that's pretty bad. So it makes me think that like she's never really had like a solid relationship.
Okay,
where
fair.
Like, it's, I also feel like the whole interaction with her and Peter, like, on the couch on one of the, you know, first nights or whatever, she just had, like, this innocence about her where it's, like, I don't know. It's, like, if you take a girl on a date and you realize, like, she probably hasn't gone on many dates or, like, she just...
Yeah, but somebody like that,
But I mean...
Can't judge a book by its...
But also, I mean, like, she's... I'm just saying, though, she can be very beautiful. It doesn't mean that she's not a virgin. I mean, who knows? I mean, she just seems like... She doesn't give me the experience vibe. That's all I'm going to say.
How about
And I don't mean sexually. I just mean in general.
How about her glasses?
No, I thought she's super sexy. I mean, like, she's very pretty.
That was a plot twist.
I think the other girl that stands out to me, and I said it from the beginning, was Hannah Ann. I didn't really realize that Hannah Ann was going to be so, like, I'm going to talk to Peter, like, four times in one night. Like, that's...
She was aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you start to realize that she's got a little bit of crazy going on.
She's the model who lives with her parents who painted a picture that looks like it could be hung up in like Pier 1 with her dad.
Yeah, really cool. And I think I'm not sure what's going on with Kelly. She's got some intense cheeks.
Well, Kelly is the one who had the one up on everybody else.
Yeah, she's like,
she randomly ran into Peter. She had a wedding and he had his 10-year high school reunion, which just goes to show how young Peter
and
is.
And now we're in the same building. How crazy is this? Like, that wasn't planned.
Yeah, Kelly has no original parts either on her face. But you know what? Again, very pretty girl. She's got her ish together. She's an attorney. She comes from a family of lawyers in Chicago. I think Kelly does well in this, in the competition.
I'm sure she does.
I think Kelly kills it. I think going back to the model that lives with her parents, Hannah Ann. Hannah Ann reminds me, if anybody's ever seen Drop Dead Gorgeous, Denise Richards' character is Hannah Ann 100%. But yeah, standouts, if we're talking standouts. Kelly, Hannah Ann, Alea. Alea is really pretty. She's got a sweetness about her.
She does.
And I think that Peter could be into it.
Yeah. I think you talk about a couple of these other girls, people that I don't like right off the bat.
Okay.
Not a fan of Natasha. She's got some kind of like axe to grind. She's super aggressive.
Yeah, she's
and I'm
tough.
Not a fan of Cheyenne. Cheyenne is already like the whiny bitch in the group.
Oh no.
You know what I mean? Well, she is. She's like the girl who complains about everything. Like, I didn't get enough time.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even make an effort. Like, and I know that we say that
yeah,
we've
Victoria
heard that like
Victoria F was really whiny.
Victoria
she
F
was the one that was crying night one or whatever about, or was it the second day or whatever. Victoria F had a lot of tears, but something tells me Victoria F,
she's going to be in it for a while.
Is in it to win it.
They're all this. I mean, but a lot of these girls are the same person. It's
how
like,
about the flight? None of the flight attendants, I don't think, made it through.
No, I don't think so, actually. I think, well, no, Jade is a flight attendant. She made it through. She's 26, I think.
Yeah, I didn't know that Jade made it through. I guess I didn't realize that. A lot of them just get so lost in the shuffle.
It's just nuts. I mean, like, they're all, like, the same person. So we get into, like, the actual episode where they had that, let's just skip past the first night because everybody, that's just like all formality anyway until they get down to like the group that's actually in it. There was that first group date where they did that thing in the gym with that, I don't even know what that's called, that spins them around. And then they went out and did like
simulator.
This like relay race. Yeah. Or like an obstacle course. So here's my problem there. I completely agree that I feel like Kelly did cheat.
She went right through.
She went right through.
And why didn't anybody call her out on
and
that?
And that's the thing.
I mean,
feel
that
like,
one girl did, her competition or whatever did, but
I just feel like that's kind of like screwed up, though. Like, not no one, like the producers, like Peter, like no one basically called her out on that. They just kind of like, I mean, that's kind of a bad move, like on everybody's part to kind of just
let her go.
Yeah, because now she's got
clearly
like,
there's no rules if you have a bachelorette come back to try to vie for the affection of a former. You know, whatever.
I mean, I thought the competition was clever, you know, because it did kind of, it challenged them, you know.
That thing is called a gyroscope.
Gyroscope. Thank you. Thank you very much. So I think that was, I thought the obstacle course was fun to watch, but, you know, it always turned into somebody complaining. It's
yes,
not fair.
Tammy
it's not
was
fair.
The one that was upset about Kelly. Tammy.
Oh, God, Tammy. Yeah. So, I mean, like, just like
don't
everybody's.
Be such a Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy. That's her. Yeah. She's just like, and then she calls her out, like,
the
during the
flipper.
Actual. When they were all sitting down, which I think it's like, so you like cheated though, you know.
And
it's
Kelly, like, I like the way Kelly handled it. She's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And moving on, cool. I already had time with them, so that's that.
I'm a lawyer. That's like Harvey Levin at the end of TMZ. I'm a lawyer.
So they go to this next like date, which basically is in this theater. It's always in some theater. And they basically have, and he was like, oh, I had a friend of mine. Ugh. I called in a friend of mine to actually do this, and that was Hannah. And I just
wait. Did that happen, or did the one-on-one happen before that? Because now I can't remember. We watched it over three nights because we have a seven-month-old. And
well, the I don't know. Did the one? Well, that was the who
the vow renewal, and the person he took out on the date was the basketball player.
Yeah, it definitely was the one-on-one because it ended with.
No, real quick on the one-on-one, I think Madison's a favorite. I think Madison does okay.
I think it's very interesting. I never would have expected him to like pick Madison, which is odd. I don't know. I didn't even really remember who she was. But yeah, I mean, he picked her. They did this really intimate, vow renewal ceremony, which I was like, that's kind of a weird thing to bring someone to if you don't even know them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, and then like, she's going to get the vibe that like, you think she's really into her because you're introducing her to her family, like to your family. That's just like a weird step to go, in my opinion. I feel like it's too fast, too soon. Maybe like he just like, that was the timing of everything. And he was like, well, I'll make a date out of it. You know, but I thought that was very odd.
And everybody was sweating.
Yeah. And like, did his parents like want that broadcasted like to national TV?
Who
knows?
Peter's parents probably can't believe Peter is the bachelor. I think that probably. There's something about Peter. Maybe Peter was nerdy or something at some point in his life, because his parents, I feel bad saying that, but his parents are just so sweet and proud of him. And yeah. I don't know. That is a really close-knit family.
Maybe they're just, like, over it because the Bachelor mansion's 10 minutes away and, like, they're used to all this.
Very true. Yeah, no, you're right. So, I mean, is there anything else you want to talk about when it comes to the one-on-one? I mean, obviously, we know, I think, that Madison does okay in this competition. By the way, I have not read any of Reality Steve, so I don't have any spoilers. And Peter said that this season you can't spoil. The ending is not something you'd spoil.
Well, I mean, according to Chris Harrison, it's the most exciting season of The Bachelor ever. Yeah, I think it is every season. So
drink every time he says that.
Yeah, for real. They cracking him for saying that. But
and how about all of his cow puns at the end? Anyway.
Oh, that was stupid. But no, so they go on, so they go to this like theater, right? Yeah. And you know, he's like, I had my friend set this up or help me out, and it
now
ends up being like
to
Hannah.
Say
B.
That Hannah was already there now.
Like, well, she
already
was already
seen
there.
Hannah has already gone out of the limo.
She already gave him the wings back, you know, wished him good luck.
Oh, my God.
But then she shows up and she basically says that, like, she tells this whole windmill story, like, how she they banged four times. And it was meant to be awkward because the entire point of this is they have to get on stage and tell an awkward sex story. So, I mean, I think that's going to be pretty fun to actually hear some of these stories.
By the way, awkward sex story is ASS, which is ass.
Oh, that's actually pretty funny. So, so I think that they'll probably end up, we'll probably hear some good stuff, but the whole Hannah, like, feeling broken and just like, I made a mistake. I just feel like all right, this is one of three things. One, she's actually being completely honest and like feels like she screwed up and like really realizes she still has feelings for him and like, what do I do? But I have to say something. This is hard for me to deal with. Number two, she is honestly like just trying to hold on to like some reality TV and is doing this as kind of like an act. And then there's, you know, the third thing where I think Hannah literally just does not know what is going on in her own head. Hmm. Like, I just feel like, I feel like she doesn't know what she wants at all. She didn't know what she's like, oh, I ended up breaking everybody's heart, which makes me think that Tyler actually was interested in her. They like hooked up one night and then she was like, I'm done. Like, it was more of just like a physical attraction thing and she just needed to like get it out of her system. So it's like they probably banged for like a night and then she was like, peace out. And then she just like never contacted Peter. You know what I mean? It's like,
it feels like a case of too bad, so sad, too little, too late, that kind of thing.
Why would you do that to somebody? But
put yourself almost in Hannah's shoes for a second. This has been a wild year for her. Now, granted, she's wanted all of it. Nobody's making her do these things. You go on Colton season, crazy things happen to you on Colton season with Caitlin or Kaylin, whatever. You then become the Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen on that season. You got Luke P, that insane person. And then you've got the whole drama at the end with Jed.
And you get Dancing with the Stars.
Wait. She went on Bachelor in Paradise to like hang out with Demi for a second.
Yeah.
And this is a case of somebody who's, I think, overexposed. I think that this is somebody who is saying yes to everything and maybe should start saying no. Because she's, and it's okay. Like, you know what? Like, more power to her. Shoot your shot. Like, whatever. Take advantage of every opportunity, I guess. But at the same time, maybe just take a step back.
Yeah, like, but see, I don't think that she's, I don't think that's ever been her. For, and you forget, I mean, she's a pageant girl, so mm-hmm. she likes being in the spotlight.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's just part of her, you know, she's always likes being in the spotlight. So I just, I don't know. I don't think that she, I think that she enjoys it. I think that she wants to be on TV. She's taking advantage of all of this, like, you know, 15 minutes of fame, like make the money while you can situation. But I don't know if I buy it, man. I feel like she, you know, too quick, too fast, didn't realize, you know, what she had until it was gone. You know what I mean?
How about when Peter asked her, oh, do you want to join the house again? What a downgrade that would have been when you're the lead and then...
Well, that would have been the dumbest thing because if she went into that house, it would have been like literally gang up on Hannah. Like everybody wanted to like kick her ass or like just beat her while she's sleeping. Ass, you know what I mean?
Awkward sex story.
I'm serious. No, yeah. I mean, that's literally what would happen. I think it would be an awful situation for her. It would just end so badly. All the other girls would be pissed off that she was allowed into the house.
This episode ended kind of badly. That I cannot get over all that mascara on her face. I thought that this, when we would see the preview for it, I'm like, oh, that was probably a bit like a competition or whatever. But man, whoever does that makeup, like, get a new job. That was rough. Yeah, I don't know how this whole thing. Obviously, I don't think Hannah stays. I think that they cap it. Like, that's it. Bye, Hannah.
Well, they're going to have to. I mean, because there would be no season.
Unless I've read this theory a couple times. At the very end, like when he's down to the nitty gritty, the two, the three, the girls, whatever, Hannah does come back and that throws a wrench in the whole operation. I've read that theory.
I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, I would not be surprised if... he definitely still has feelings for her, you know,
you could tell.
I don't know. I feel like it's a bad call for you to do that, though, especially at the beginning of a season. Like, why would you throw all this in somebody's face? Give the guy a chance to kind of move on. And, you know, if it wasn't meant to be and you haven't contacted him after all this time, then obviously you didn't necessarily care enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I know what you mean. I know what you're saying. I don't know. I think that the season's going to be a good season. I think that the girls are bringing it already. I think that I was reluctant, I'm not going to lie, about Peter.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really fully into him. But then again, I wasn't fully into Colton, and that season ended up being pretty good.
Yeah. I'm already ready for just like some people to go home. It's like I'm ready for Natasha to go home. She is this season's Onyeka for me. Oh. Like, she's the girl that starts trouble. You know, like, she starts trouble.
Like, and
I don't know. She's just, like, so drama. And I'm like, dude, just go away. So, but I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, it's definitely going to be an interesting season. Chris Harrison is still making stupid jokes. And it's just so corny, dude. What did he say? He was like, why do cows have hooves? Because they're lactose.
They lactose.
Lactose, yeah. It's so stupid. He's like, I got dad jokes for days.
Like no other.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know, man. I hope Peter soars in this nice. In this season.
And I hope that they're all here for the flight reasons.
Oh, that's so stupid. All right. Well, listen, guys. We are going to be releasing. We are back. We are officially back doing this podcast. So if you enjoy it, please like, subscribe, comment. Please let us know what you think. Tell your friends, share the episode. That's what we're doing this for. You know, and we enjoy it. And make sure, you know, that you tune in every Wednesday. That's when we're going to be releasing the episode.
If you don't, just remember, if you don't listen, our baby doesn't eat. So,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. We don't get paid to do this. Nobody's paying us. Why?
I was actually going to jump in if you didn't. Okay. Tune in next week for episode 2. And with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye. Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night, and you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.